When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, you got to make those wishes come true, baby. All I want for Christmas is Hey What on the radio. Yeah, baby. 2:37 on a feel-good football Friday right before Christmas and right before the Commanders take on the Eagles. Joining us now, you hear him Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on 910 The Fan in Richmond. And, of course, on the Odyssey app, you hear him occasionally on the Junkies. You'll hear him tomorrow morning, as he is most Saturday mornings, simulcast on both 106.7 and here on the Team 980. And maybe you'll hear me as well tomorrow morning. My guy, AWOD Radio, Adam Epstein, joining us right here, right now, on the BetQL guest hotline. AWOD, how are you, pal?
Chris Russell, what's good, man? How are you? Happy Football Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A feel-good Football Friday, especially if the Commanders can beat the Eagles. Before we get to that, you had quite the last 24 hours. I know you're normally on the radio at this time. You're taking the day off, but you had a special VIP all-access pass to the Junkies, not only the holiday show, but you were, what, at the Wizards game and stuff last night, right?
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable. So, on Tuesday, I decided to take it upon myself and invite myself on the Junkies Boys Night Out. I called in and begged EB and Lurch if I could be included. They agreed, and so I headed up to Washington, D.C. And so yesterday I got to MGM about 4 o'clock, met up with the boys. We went out to RPM, had never been there before. Valdez hooked it with a private room. Unbelievable. The amount of appetizers they served us, it was enough to feed 20 people.
Yeah, it looked like you guys had an amazing spread.
I mean, it was unreal. And, you know, the star power of the Sports Junkies is real, and the power of radio was on full display on Thursday. And so after RPM, we went over to the Wizards game where they were hooked up with the Hennessy Loft Suites and were hanging out, you know, on the court, standing next to Jordan Poole and getting an unlimited amount of drinks. I mean, you know Michael Marr from the station.
Yes.
He took full advantage of that. I mean, every time I saw him, he was ordering a new drink. So we had a ton of fun last night. Got back to the casino. I actually won $300 on blackjack.
Attaboy!
I woke up this morning and watched the Junkies Holiday Show, which was a ton of fun.
How did you get – now, were you actually up and down there at the sportsbook at 6 a.m., or did you sleep in a little bit and then come join the boys?
I knew that if I had to commit, you got to fully commit to the bet.
Yes.
And so I was up until 1:30 a.m. gambling, and then up at 5:30 and down to the stage before the show started at 6.
Look at you.
Because I knew if they crack the mics at 6:01 and I'm not there, I'm going to get the biggest amount of joning. So I made sure I was there.
Attaboy. How was I know you had a great dinner. You mentioned RPM and all that. It looked fantastic. How was the Wizards game last night? They actually won for you.
They actually won, and they played so well. It was so much fun to watch. Corey Kispert went off. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, why are they not playing him more minutes? He's so good at times. But I think they're trying to lose on purpose, and that's why they're playing Bob Carrington and Alexander Saar. But, yeah, they finally won a game. How about that? I mean, LaMelo Ball, let me just say, that dude sucks at putting up three-point shots.
Mm.
He shot, I think, 18 and made 3 of them. He's shooting them off 1 foot. He's shooting them step back. It's like he doesn't care. He plays street ball basketball. And Chris, I don't know if you've done this. But I've been boycotting the NBA. So even just going to the game was really the only time I've watched more than just a quarter this season. The product is horrible, but being there at the Wizards game, I mean, you got to credit Monumental and Ted. They've done a great job to kind of redesign the inside, and now they're working on the outside.
Yep. Yeah. Though, first of all, I got to say this, and those Hennessy lofts right beyond the baskets, amazing experience. I got to do that once last year. My guy JVS took good care of me and always does.
Yeah.
And Tyler and I are going to go to next Thursday night after Christmas, when Charlotte comes back into town. So looking forward to that. That'll be my first Wizards game of the year. My guy Awad from Awad Radio, of course, you can hear him tomorrow morning right here on the Team 980 and as well 106.7 The Fan. And of course, normally from 12 to 3 on 910 The Fan in Richmond and the Odyssey app. He's with us, of course. You know him from Junkies fame and all that stuff. So you said you won big and you got out of there and you're alive and you had a great time. Was there anything, before we get to the Commanders, was there any like big takeaway, funny story that maybe didn't make it on the radio that maybe you could share a little bit with us? Did anything crazy happen behind the scenes that maybe wasn't on camera or wasn't on the radio?
You know, let me think about that for a second, but I will say credit to all of the diehard listeners on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan of the Sports Junkies. For about 28 years now, they've grinded away, and a lot of that here in the mornings in Washington, D.C. And that was my biggest takeaway. I was blown away by the attendance.
People were taking
off work. They were pretending to work, you know, working mobile, but sitting there in the sports book. That place was packed.
Yeah.
It was like every single seat was taken, and MGM has a really cool, you know, sports book there where you have like nice seating too. So I think that helped bring people there. You're comfortable, you're relaxed, grabbing some drinks, grabbing some food. And, you know, the show was awesome. It was so much fun hanging out with the guys. And, you know, I don't know if this is a crazy story, but drab t-shirt knows his limit. And we went out and after the dinner and after the Wizards game, we went to gamble, and drab t-shirt called it a night. And it was, there was no,
I heard it was at like 9:30 or something like that, or was that cakes?
It was cakes was early. Drab was probably like 11:30.
No, that's not too bad.
But we had just taken out money from the ATM.
Oh.
And then I think I lost $25 on craps, and he was like, "That's it, I'm out. It's bad luck tonight." And then as soon as Drab left, I started winning.
You started winning, so all you needed to kick Drab out for Drab to be an old man. I love it. I love it. Adam Epstein is with us again, AWOD Radio. You can hear him tomorrow morning, simulcast 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, starting at 9 on both stations through 11:30 here on 980, leading into Maryland Syracuse basketball. And of course, you can listen to him on the Odyssey app and 910 The Fan in Richmond, Monday through Friday, noon to 3. Normally, he's off today because of what we're talking about with the Junkies holiday drinking party. All right, let's get to a couple of minutes left. Some serious thing. I have a fairly good feeling about Sunday, and I don't know if I'm officially going to pick them to win or not, but I think they'll keep it close. I said, you know, a turnover or less, and they need to generate two turnovers or more, and they cannot trust the place kicker as just kind of like the basis of what I'm thinking it's going to take to win this game. If the Commanders are to win, what do they have to do in your eyes?
Yeah, I think you point to three things. Number one, we have got to get off to a fast start. So what I'm calling for is the very first offensive possession for Washington to end in at least 3 points or a touchdown. I want to get points on the board, take a lead, and force the Eagles to change their game plan and shift the amount of times they want to run Saquon Barkley. I go back to that first time against the Eagles, and it was 7-3 over and over and over again, and Washington did not make the most of their opportunities. So that's number one. Number two, I'm with you. We got to win the turnover battle. I was calling for Jaden to have a turnover clean game after the bye, and he did that last week. It was an ugly victory, but he did not have a turnover. I want him to double down on that, and you're right. I mean, you add Marshawn Lattimore. I think we're a much better defense now than we were when we played Philadelphia earlier in this season, and I'm not sure that Jaden was even at 100% at that time. And the last thing I look at is third down conversions. We have got to be better on third down than the first time we faced off against Philadelphia. And you know, that might be Jaden taking off with his legs. I actually went behind enemy lines with Chris McPherson, who's an Eagles insider, and he told me that he thinks the most important matchup is Bond in the middle and N'Kobe Dean against Jaden Daniels, because he's going to take off and try to run, and they limited him so well the first time.
You know, that's a great point about Bond. He has had a monster year. And I don't know if it's because he plays behind those two behemoths, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. I'm sure that's a big part of it, or if it's the new defensive coordinator or whatever. So to me, I said, from a running game perspective, like, and those guys can flow, N'Kobe Dean you mentioned as well. But from a run game perspective, they, even with Biotish back, and Biotish was banged up in that game on that Thursday night. Wiley was banged up. B-Rob had just returned from a couple of games out, and he was on a limited pitch count. Jaden was banged up. To me, I think they're going to have to attack and stretch the perimeter of the field and try and do it that way to wear those guys out, and also some more more up-tempo, more no-huddle by design to try and keep those guys on the field and keep them from staying fresh and substituting.
Yeah, no, I'm so with you there. And then, you know, Jay's got to connect with Terry McLaurin. He was so close against the Saints there late in that second half there. And, of course, you know, against the Titans, they had such a great connection. And Terry's had two touchdowns the last two games at least. So I just think that they have got to hit. And I'm like you. I feel really good about our chances that Jaden will connect with Terry McLaurin and that the defense will get stops, as they played probably their best game of the season in the first half against Philly. Jalen Hurts went to the locker room, had to get evaluated for a concussion because of how many times they were putting him on his ass in that game. And then in the second half, there was just no pass rush. We ran out of energy. The offense stuttered, and so the defense didn't get a time to rest and relax there and then get back on the field. So I do feel like our defense is going to put more pressure on Jalen Hurts. I do think with Marshon Lattimore, the Joe Witt Jr. Dan Quinn will feel more comfortable stacking the box, knowing you have a pretty good corner in the back end there against A.J. Brown. But you know, if Saquon goes off, we're not going to win this game. So I've been saying I want four hands on him in the backfield. Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong coming around the side and run blitzing against Philadelphia to make sure we take Saquon out of this occasion.
Well, the big thing in terms of that for me would be like if you noticed against New Orleans, they ran around, like they ran the loop right from both sides, and they were able to rattle the cage. No offense of Haener, the first half quarterback. And then if you do that against Jalen Hurts and or with Saquon Barkley, right, what I worry about is if you don't get home, if you don't get there, do they take off up the middle by the gaps that you lead? And they've got to make sure no Jonathan Allen, this week, again, as was expected, even though he returned to practice maybe next week. But they've got to make sure that they don't leave that back door, if you will, open for those guys to exploit it. Awad, I appreciate you as always, brother. Have a great show tomorrow morning. I'll talk to you down the line then, and we'll get after it again. Glad you got to go to the Wizards game and have some fun with your guys, the Junks. Sound like a blast. Thank you as always, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, all right?
Brewster, thank you very much, man. Always appreciate you having me on the show.
You got it. That is Adam Epstein, again, host AWOD Radio on our sister station, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, Monday through Friday, noon to 3. And, of course, here on Team 980, 106.7 The Fan, most Saturday mornings, including tomorrow morning, from 9 until about 11:30 before Maryland-Syracuse basketball.